The Virtue of Patience. How many times have you been complaining about having to wait in line for a doctor's appointment, a hairdressing appointment, or to board your flight, only to have someone tell you, "Patience is a virtue"? Usually it doesn't help. In fact, it's likely to exacerbate your impatience and embellish it with rage. There are so many things in our human life that require waiting. From pregnancy to anticipating the end of the school year, from what seems like interminable winters in the Midwest to hanging around waiting for the ball to drop at New Year, and from putting up with someone else's foibles to dealing with our own exasperating weaknesses and failures. All of these and more require patience. But patience is a difficult commodity to acquire. One of the reasons for that is because most of us, in our technologically advanced world, and in a society where pleasures are easy to come by, are used to getting what we want and getting it now. We want to be in control, and we get frustrated and angry when things don't go our way. One of the things that this shows us is that often impatience is a product of pride and lack of detachment. Impatience is often based on the fact that we view ourselves as somehow important. So important that bad things shouldn't happen to us, that we shouldn't have to wait in line, or that our wants and needs shouldn't be impinged on by someone else's wants and needs. We sit in the doctor's waiting room, glancing at our watch every 30 seconds, annoyed that we are being kept waiting. Which is actually quite unreasonable, since we are in a room that is designed for that very purpose. Waiting. The clue is in the name. We sit there thinking, "I've got work to do. I can't sit here all day. I've got important people depending on me. I don't have time to be sick." Yet God either ordains or allows everything that happens to us, good and bad. When we get impatience when someone talks for longer than they should, if someone is late for a meeting with us, or if our massive tax rebate doesn't come in on time, this is all a sign that we are heavily invested in our own self-centred demands, opinions, judgments, and expectations. There is no peace in our hearts because we want to be in control of our life and, quite frankly, of everyone else's life. But even if we do try to practice the virtue of patience, St. Francis de Sales points out that it's not uncommon for us to be selectively patient. Patient with the things that we think it reasonable to be patient with, or that we have sympathy for, but impatient with the rest. Or patient with people we like, while we throw those we don't like under the bus. What God wants is for us to surrender control completely to Him, and hold our own desires and ambitions lightly. St. Francis points out that selective patience is often rooted in a sort of disguised self-seeking. Here's what he says. "Some men wish to suffer no tribulation except those connected with honour, for example, or to be wounded or made prisoner of war, persecuted for religion, or impoverished by some lawsuit they win. Such people do not love tribulation, but the honour that goes with it. The truly patient man and true servant of God bears up equally under tribulation accompanied by ignominy and those that bring honour. Similarly, we might not mind that much being attacked or criticised by someone whom we don't respect or who is not deemed to be in the in crowd. What really hits home is when we are criticised by somebody whom we respect or admire, or someone who is well regarded by others. We might not mind too much suffering from what you might call a noble illness, but we hate it when we suffer from something that's embarrassing. We might be tolerant if someone interrupts us when we're engaged in some tedious or monotonous task. We struggle not to blow a fuse when someone interrupts us when we are doing something we consider of the utmost importance." All these scenarios, the times when our patience is tried, provide opportunities for us to examine our attitudes to other people, to our work and recreation, and even to ourselves. but they are also a good gauge about how invested we are in our own pursuits, whether we are proud, and how far we have surrendered to the Lord in our lives. When we surrender ourselves, our work, our entertainments, our ambitions, our health, our finances, and our relationships to the Lord, in return, He gives us a sense of freedom. It's truly liberating when we are not obsessed with the high opinion we have of ourselves. And when we detach ourselves from the opinions that others have of us and refuse to invest our self-worth in what we do, our achievements, and how wise, influential, or wealthy we are, then we become truly free to progress in the spiritual life. Many of the saints stress the importance of humility as a key to moving forward in the life of the Spirit. In reality, everything we have and are, we owe to God. Even the talents and gifts that we have, which allow us to succeed in life, come from Him. And ultimately, we can't save ourselves. No matter how well connected we are, no matter how intelligent, virtuous, or altruistic we are, that still doesn't get us into heaven on its own. Whether we have access to our final destination in paradise depends on the sacrifice that Jesus made for us on the cross. We owe everything to Him. So when we are faced with something that requires patience, it's a good idea to remind ourselves that not only are we loved by God, but so are the very people who are driving us nuts. And it's also worth remembering that everything that happens to us, or that we're waiting to happen to us, one way or another, comes from God. There is a reason why we have to wait in line, put up with annoying behaviour, or don't achieve the things we want in life. Often that reason is to help us grow in humility, detachment, and patience. God has His own purposes. Sometimes what seem like frustrating circumstances are actually blessings in disguise. Perhaps the reason why you were delayed in leaving home for an important meeting was because if you had been on time, you would have ended up in a car crash. And sometimes we can't see what the true purpose of frustrating circumstances is until much later, or even not at all. God wants us to trust that everything that happens to us has been allowed by Him for a reason. Many times, God uses these events to help us to grow in virtue. St. Catherine of Siena says this: "You test the virtue of patience in yourself when your neighbour insults you. Your humility is tested by the proud, your faith by the unfaithful, your hope by the person who has no hope. Your justice is tried by the unjust, your compassion by the cruel, and your gentleness and kindness by the wrathful. Your neighbours are the channel through which all your virtues are tested and come to birth, just as the evil give birth to all their vices through their neighbours." And to a large extent, this is what it means to love your neighbour and love your enemies, because often they are vehicles of God's care for us, even when they threaten to drive us crazy. So the next time our patience is tried by the ups and downs of life, it can be profitable to ask yourself the question, is my irritation and frustration due to my pride and lack of trust in God's providential care? Let's pray and ask God to give us the virtue of patience. Heavenly Father, my life is in your hands. All that happens to me is in your power. Help me to recognize your providence in all the circumstances of my life and respond with a willing heart and with humility to each event, so that I may experience the freedom of surrendering my life completely to you. Amen.